Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to another little bite-sized political podcast on this Thursday, the 4th of April. Hope this one finds you well. Thank you so much for downloading this. You know, one of the things you don't want to do when you're recording podcasts is to have a sore throat. And guess what I've got? That's right, a sore throat. So I'm going to do my best anyway to soldier on manfully. I've got a few lozenges to try and make it a little bit easier, but got a big day ahead. And also just a heads up that there's going to be something which I normally don't do, and that is a Friday live stream going out tomorrow night with Gregory Paul Martin. I don't know if you know who Gregory Paul Martin is. He's the eldest son of Sir George Martin, the legendary producer of the Beatles. But in his own regard, he's a very interesting character, and we're going to talk about astrology. What do the stars tell us about what's in store for, in particular, America, and in particular for the royals? So do tune in tomorrow night, 8 p.m., and you might find it quite interesting. So that's just a heads up. Okay. Let's get on to the main topic du jour, shall we? And that is that I read a new survey which confirms that, guess what? Yes, vaccines are by far the number one cause of chronic disease in America. Got that? The number one cause of chronic disease. And it turns out that they are also the primary cause of gender identification issues as well. Well, colour me pink. Never have seen that one coming. This is from Steve Kirsch. Steve Kirsch's newsletter. And basically, he's conducted a survey and also looked at FOIA data that basically shows that, well, here's a couple of things that it shows. You have a 7 times higher likelihood you'll have 5 or more chronic conditions requiring treatment if you've been vaccinated in any regard. You've got 4 times higher likelihood of a birth defect if your mother was vaccinated during the pregnancy. Now, that's pretty substantial. If you think about it, during the COVID time, they were very keen. Remember, the doctors were telling mums, go on, mum, get that jab. 4 times higher likelihood of a birth defect. And then this is a staggering, listen to this one. You've got a 14.5 times higher likelihood of sexual orientation or gender dysphoria issues in people under the age of 60. So what is this? I mean, so basically what we're saying is that if you've had vaccination, you've got a greater likelihood of chronic disease. You will have a greater likelihood of chronic conditions requiring treatments like drugs or therapies. You'll have a much greater chance of birth defect. You'll have a greater likelihood of sexual orientation. Those are just some of the things. There's a simple solution to it. Steve points out, very, very simple solution. Stop taking the vaccines that are making you sick. That's it. No new, as Steve points out, there's no new medications required. Just one policy change from the CDC. It could happen tomorrow. It wouldn't cost anything. And all of a sudden, all those massive benefits accrue to people. So it's really quite fascinating to look at the you know, this survey that he's conducted, there was over 10,000 responses to it in less than 24 hours. The average age of all respondents was 55 and was 49 for the fully vaccinated. So, you know, there's something in it. There is something definitely in it. And what it does plot is the simple facts that if you are jabbed in any regard, then there could be consequences for you. Now, I started 2020, possibly like you did, not having any strong feelings about vaccinations one way or the other. And as we moved through 2020 into 2021, my position completely changed. I was very proud to call myself anti-vax. I don't believe in vaccines because I don't believe that the vaccines do you any good. And here's a survey that Steve Kirsch has undertaken. And it's clear, based on the evidence that he's found from his survey, that vaccinations for whatever, you know, I'm not just talking about COVID vaccines now, but vaccines across the piece, they all carry elements of danger. Now, of course, to be fair, the manufacturers will also say that, but they will try to soften it by telling you, oh, look, yes, I mean, every vaccine has got a potential negative, but it's very, very remote, highly unlikely. And, you know, it's the advantages outweigh the downsides. That's the way they try to sell it and soften it to you. And that's how they try to sell it in the COVID jabs. But however, it backfired spectacularly for them on the COVID jabs, because we all saw, you know, that these things actually don't have any benefits really quickly. Remember, they don't stop you catching it. They don't stop you spreading it. They don't stop you going into hospital. And this don't stop you dying. But just think, stop and think for one moment. Could that be true of all vaccines? Well, this evidence suggests that these other vaccines cumulatively or individually cause much more problems than they solve. So being an anti-vaxxer to me seems to be the one sensible position that you can take. And I know some people will say, well, David, you know, yes, I did oppose the COVID vaccines, but I would take other ones. But this evidence is saying that, you know, you would need to think very carefully about that. And in particular regard, an issue that this survey doesn't go into detail on, childhood vaccination. I think that's the big one. I think when we all achieve, you know, reach the age of 18 or whatever, we have to make our own decisions and be responsible for our own decisions, what we do. And it's certainly not for me to tell anyone over that age what to do. But the problem is that the vaccine industry is very keen to put many dozens of vaccines in the young arms, young kids, babies. Now, I think that's a wrong. I don't know about you. And I think that's something that parents need to think very particularly, parents need to think about. You know, are you risking not just your health, but are you risking your kids' health by letting big pharma treat them like pincushions for the first 5 years of their lives? I think I read a stat that the average American between the age of, you know, being born and 18, they get something like, is it 70 injections? And you wonder why we've got problems? I think it's pretty obvious why we've got problems. But again, it's an elephant in the room and we're not allowed to talk about it. And that's why I talk about it.